This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. 25 more minutes left in class. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman. We are your hosts for and your professors for Trivia Friday. Listen, folks, before we get back to taking your phone calls, a little bit of housekeeping here. We had a caller earlier on who made a statement about the Red Cross, saying that only 6% of their budget or their the monies that are given to them are used to help people. That sounded awfully low to us. Walker was looking that up, and we can find nothing to verify that. So we want to make sure that we, as Christians, we tell the truth. And so that was a caller into the show. We had no control over that. And we're not saying it's not true. We just can't verify it. So right. We want to make sure. We wouldn't like it if someone said that about us. So that I just want to make that plain in terms of the Red Cross. All right. It is Trivia Friday. You call in. We encourage you to ask, answer, or do both. We're going to go back to the phones at this time, and we're going to go to Texas. And Will is on the line. Will, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing very, very well. It's Friday. That's always a boost for everybody. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Will?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
Well, according to my wife, a bayou is a waterway.
Okay. Yes, a bayou is usually a sluggish or stagnant creek, river, or inlet outlet for a lake, but it is a waterway. That is correct.
Nicely done.
Your wife is correct. Now, is she from Louisiana?
No, but I actually lived in Louisiana when I was a kid for a while, so but never got onto a bayou. She actually did when she went down with her mother some years ago, though.
Okay. All right.
Got to go back. Out into the swamp.
Yeah, well, as is usually the case, your wife was absolutely correct. You did the right thing by asking her. So tell her thank you so much. And do you have a question for us, you said?
I do. It's a two-parter. Indiana and the University of Indiana are known as what? And where did that term come from?
Indiana is known as the Hoosier State.
Hoosier State, yeah.
I don't know if that's where you're that's going.
Correct. Yeah, because Indiana State
that's
is
correct.
Their team,
the Hoosiers.
The basketball team of the Hoosiers.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, and so where did the name come from, Hoosiers?
Now, in full disclosure, I grew up in Kentucky, which bordered Indiana, and we were right on the river, so we were a mile from Indiana.
Yeah.
And all of the explanations I heard are derogatory. I can't say out loud. I'm just thinking
of
right
now.
Come
on.
Are you serious? You have.
I'm serious. All I heard was just a bunch of derogatory things, so I'm not even going to start there.
Okay. I have. Do you have any idea, Walker? Uh-huh. I have no idea. Will, I think you got us, and unless some of
we
the derogatory of explanations are accurate that JJ has, we don't know. What is the explanation?
Well, after the Civil War, there was a young black evangelist by the name of Harry Hoosier. Highly uneducated, was considered to be one of the great orators. As a matter of fact, they think he may be the first black preacher to ever preach to an all-white congregation at one time. But he wanted to go as far west as he could to lead folks to Christ. He went to Indiana, led revivals, and so many people came to Christ, they became known as Hoosiers.
Huh.
Wow.
Well,
great
you know
story.
What? You said his name was Harry Hoosier?
Harry Hoosier, a young black evangelist.
That is awesome.
I love stories.
I've not heard that story.
Now, don't you feel bad, JJ. All those derogatory explanations, and here it is, the real reason.
The real one, yeah.
I love those stories about preachers and revivals because that is what we need so desperately in
well,
this country.
Well, and a black eye to the ACLU types and all the revisionist history that say, oh, America wasn't founded on Judeo-Christian principles,
right.
And you just see so many capitals and states and everything that have ties to Scripture or, in this case, an evangelist.
Wow.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Will.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
This is from Indiana University's website here. Just a short history lesson. Historians of early American religion have long acknowledged the importance of Harry Hoosier, a Methodist preacher famous for his eloquence. Those who heard Hoosier, am I saying that right?
Hoosier.
Yeah. Hoosier preach found him hard to forget.
So wow. So that's reinforced by that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how I grew up right across the river. Well, there's a lot of animosity keep me from wanting to know anything about our rivals.
Yeah.
But that's very interesting.
I like that. Thank you, Will, for sharing that. That's awesome. All right. JJ, where do we go next?
Dana from Mississippi. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
How are you today?
How are you? I'm great.
Good.
And I'm a first-time caller. I've been trying to get in for a couple of years, it feels like. So
wonderful.
I guess I'm working on my doctorate in the...
Learning University?
Learning University, yes.
Well, Dana, this is our pumpkin spice edition of Learning University, so you got in at a good time.
Yeah, I think I'll order some pumpkin spice pizza for lunch.
Oh, man. Now, listen, as an Italian... I still haven't even gotten used to pineapple on pizza, okay? But pumpkin spice, that is a bridge too far.
I agree.
I don't think that after you eat a pizza, you should smell good, okay? I mean, I think you should smell like pepperoni or garlic or something, but
yeah.
You shouldn't smell good.
Hey, Dana, what yeah. ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Well... heretofore, all of my.
Oh, hey!
Hey,
took
job.
A little while.
That
second
took a while.
Half hour.
Yeah, that's
you know, Dana, I think for that,
done.
I think for that, we're gonna send you an AFR coffee mug.
That
was excellent.
What you think. That was well
and
played.
Now, for our listeners who are gonna now start saying heretofore every time they call,
yeah,
Dana is getting it because of her impeccable timing.
That's right.
And her
heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
Been trying to get on for 2 years, and she's working on her doctorate.
And her name is Dana from Mississippi. So all the rest of you folks who are going to start saying heretofore, you're not going to get a mug. But we all agree Dana gets one. So, Dana, after you ask your question, don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, and we are going to Cindy Roberts, who's running the board, is going to get your name and address, and we will stick one in the mail for you. Enjoy your coffee. So what is your question? What is your question for us?
My question for you is a question from the TV show MASH. What is, of the sitcom that's on reruns now, which character was in the original movie and still played in the TV sitcom till, I don't remember what year, but one of the major characters from MASH, which one was in the original movie?
Okay, now are you talking about the character or the actor / actress that played the character?
The character.
Okay.
I have no clue.
Well, okay.
I watched... Is it MASH?
MASH.
I watched that last night before I went to bed.
You just
he's sitting in Tim's seat.
Yeah,
poor
I
Walker.
Watched that in Gilligan's Island last night.
Poor Walker's he's ridiculed constantly. Now he feels the need to go back and watch these old programs. Listen, yeah. Dana, I'm a little confused.
Those are classics.
I thought that like characters like Hawkeye and
Radar.
Yeah, no, but
McClinger.
I'm gonna say, because this is kind of rattling around somewhere in the back of my brain here. I thought characters like Hawkeye were on both them in the movie and the, but I think Radar O'Reilly is the one that is actually that's rattling around somewhere in the back of my head. Is that
wait,
is it Radar?
Wait, unless we need to say something as a team.
Okay,
if you've got something rattling around there in the sawdust,
yeah,
or in the back of your brain, I'm gonna go with you on that.
All right, so
sawdust back, and a lot of open space.
Yeah, yeah, there's lots of open space. All right, how about Radar O'Reilly, Dana?
That's absolutely right.
All right, so
good job,
so the sawdust back there had again the cobwebs.
So you really did watch MASH last night?
not last night, but when I was in high school, I think
now,
it was on.
Radar, the shorter guy with the glasses.
That's the character.
That's him.
Okay, now I've got some trivia that sounds like I'm making this up, but this is legit. He actually had, in the TV thing, he had a deformed hand. And so yes. You only see him, like you always see him with a clipboard or something going on. And that was one of our trivia questions, you know, several years ago. And then I started, the next time I saw a rerun, I thought, you know, I'm going to see if that's so. And you never saw him without a jacket over his arm or a clipboard or something. Huh. Yeah. Isn't that right, Dana?
That is correct. That's correct.
Fascinating. Now, Dana, what is, you seem to know a lot about the show. Do you just watch it a lot? Or is this just something that was just out of the blue kind of thing?
I grew up, I was a teenager or not even quite a teenager when it was on, and my dad loved the show. We watched it all the time, every day.
How fun.
And pretty much now still watch all the reruns, which is one of our favorite TV
comes
shows.
On TV Land now, I think.
That's good.
So, yes.
All right,
yes.
Well,
stay on the lines.
To answer a question, can I attempt to answer the true or false question?
Oh, no, you can only do one at a time, one per caller. But apparently, you studying for your doctorate could probably run the table.
Yeah.
But we're just going to have to leave it as we have it. And I'm going to put you on hold, okay, so don't hang up. All right, Dana?
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sweet lady.
Yeah.
If you can call in and say heretofore as eloquent as she did.
It was perfect. I'd forgotten all about it, and she just perfect timing. So, all right, we continue on to our callers. We go to Louisiana. James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, esteemed professors. How are you doing today?
Listen, we love flattery. We know the Bible says for us not to, but we just can't help it. We're in higher education, and we love flattery, but it doesn't help you on your grades. So, you want to ask? Go ahead, James.
I'm going to do both, but the lady before me took my heretofore. I just wanted to plug it in. But anyway.
Okay, all right.
I want to answer JJ's true false about Alexander Graham Bell.
All right. Yeah, hey, before I share that question, James, when Ed was talking about that flattery not helping with the grades, I saw where a kid who was struggling and he didn't study. So he took a $100 bill and he put a paper clip, clipped it on the test that he gave back to the teacher, and he said a dollar for every point, and a $100 bill. He got his test back and he had 24 marked on his test and $76 in change.
Oh, that's I love that.
Here's the try if I had the money.
Here's the question. President James Garfield was shot by an assassin. The doctors were unable to find and remove the bullet. Alexander Graham Bell attempted unsuccessfully to find the bullet using a metal detector. Is that true or false, James?
I'm going to say it's probably true just because of what I know about Alexander Graham Bell.
It is 100% true.
Really?
Here's a little more backstory. President James Garfield was inaugurated March the 4th, 1881. So he got into office in March. He was shot July the 2nd. And as mentioned, the doctors tried to find the bullet. They couldn't. They had Alexander Graham Bell come with a early metal detector. I didn't think that was even around back then, but he invented the telephone and so many other inventions. So he was probably, when they contacted him, he was probably answering email and saying, hey, this is not going to mean anything to you, but in 100 years or so, it's going to be important. But then he took his metal detector to try to find the bullet unsuccessfully, and the president, he died September the 19th because of the bullet.
Well, like you said, Alexander the Graham Bell was an inventor. He actually invented the word heretofore. So that's and his wife Bubbles never let him live it down. So
hey, his mom and his wife never used the telephone.
Really?
And he is the one who invented it. And you know why? Now, I think it was his wife and his mom. They were both deaf. And part of him working with audio things was because his wife and his mom, or his mom and his sister, or something like that.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Hey, Way to go there, James. That's true. But sounded made up. Alexander Graham Bell, just you can picture him using a metal detector, waving it over the body of a president to find the...
Well, and I, let me just say this. I've said this before on the show, but, you know, the bathtub was invented in 1825, and Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in 1875, which means you could have taken a bath for 50 years without being interrupted by a phone call. So that's just something to keep in mind, folks.
Yeah.
That's let that be a lesson to you.
Yes.
That's all I get to say.
Hey, James, have a great weekend.
Well, he's got a question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got a question for us, right?
Well, the problem is JJ kind of answered my question. My question was going to be, everybody knows that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, but why did he invent the telephone? Or how? What was the leading to the occasion?
I was a little clumsy with it. What is the answer that you have there?
He was trying to invent a device to help the deaf hear.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Was it his wife and his mom, or do you know? Do you have that in front of you?
No, I don't have it in front. I can't remember, but one of the two, or could have been both.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I'm just going by memory. Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating.
Look what an invention. You know.
What's the expression? Necessity is the mother of invention.
All right. That's right.
All right, James, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Those iPhone 10 people, yeah. they owe a lot of, they're indebted to Alexander Graham Bell.
All right, we go to
Ma Bell, whoever
Ma
she
Bell.
Was.
Yeah, now, most of us who've been alive a lot longer than Walker, he's going to get tired of us saying that all the time, but we remember when Bell Telephone was the only game in town, and the name Bell wasn't always very popular back then because you couldn't get service when you wanted. It's kind of like the cable company.
And, hey, you can say that as long as you don't talk about a show from the 1940s and then ask me, oh, have you seen that, Walker? When there's not even reruns around anymore.
I know. We give you a hard time. All right, so we go back to Arkansas, and Carla and Seth, we got a duo on the line. Carla and Seth, we rarely get two people calling in.
Hi.
Hi. Which one is this? Is this Carla or is this Seth?
This is Carla.
Okay. All right, Carla.
Seth.
And Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Okay. All right.
Hey, hey, just thinking about your name, I saw something yesterday that intrigued me. What did Cain, Abel, and Seth have? What do we have that Cain, Abel, and Seth did not have?
I don't know.
Grandparents.
All right. Grandparents.
I heard that on your show yesterday or 2 days ago.
Hey, go ahead. Which question you want to answer, guys?
Okay, we want to try the soda pop one, the diet soda.
All right, here's the question. In 1952, No-Cal was the first diet soda, but what brand name company released the first diet soda after that?
Okay, we think it was Royal Crown Cola.
And that is correct.
Wow.
Yay.
Great job.
1958, the year I was born. I don't know if there's a connection there. Royal Crown Cola released Diet Right Soda, and the cowbell indicates that you have answered the mystery question. So whatever else happens, stay on the line. We are going to get your information. And since it's Carla and Seth, I guess we need to send one coffee mug for both of you.
Let's do this.
Yay!
How about this?
Thank you.
Would you be opposed to us sending a coffee mug and a Trivia Friday t-shirt so you could have one of each?
No, not at all.
All right, so which would you want, the two coffee mugs or one of each?
One of each. I want the coffee mug, and he wants the t-shirt.
All right.
Perfect.
We want to
I
make
just thought that'd be
make
a nice touch since it's brand new, and then they'll be,
absolutely.
They'll be the first kids in their neighborhood to have one.
That's it.
All right, so do not hang up. What's your question for us?
Okay, Seth's going to ask the question.
All right.
Okay, so at the very beginning of the show, you mentioned that today is the first day of fall.
Yes.
So do you know when the first day of meteorological fall is, though?
Meteorological? Okay, you're going to... Do you guys know what that means?
Here's the deal. I'm the only one of the professors that wears a sundial on his wrist to be able to tell time. And a lot of people wouldn't be able to know it unless they actually had a sundial. And if it wasn't cloudy outside, I'd be able to answer that heretofore and give you all the information you need. But because it's cloudy, I'm not getting a good reading. And I can't talk to Siri on this sundial. So I'm kind of flat out of luck.
Yeah, do you know what that means?
I'm not even sure what the question means.
Yeah, you got the summer solstice and the fall equinox and all that, but Seth, I don't know how to connect all the dots.
Seth, okay. Are you looking for a specific time in the day?
A specific day. Meteorologists, they measure fall, winter, spring, summer by a different mark that they begin on.
Okay.
I know all you have to do is call.
Here's what
I'll be there.
Here's what I do know, and the reason I asked that is I believe at 4 p.m. today
is the central, actual
is when the sun will actually be in a level playing field with the equator.
Oh, okay.
So technically at 4
p.m. equal amounts of daylight and dark.
Exactly.
All right, do you guys know? But you get any?
No,
anybody know the answer?
Question,
Seth,
no.
you stumped us. What's the correct answer?
It is actually September 1st.
Really? September 1st is the, what did you say, meteorological or meteorological?
Meteorological.
Oh, okay. September 1st.
Yeah.
All right.
Only way to celebrate that one was getting a DeLorean.
And going back.
Had that flux capacity. Thing going just right.
All right, Carla and Seth, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
And we'll
mug
Cindy
and
will
a
get
t-shirt.
Your absolute a mug and a t-shirt and congratulations, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. So they're on.
That was fun.
All right, we can maybe squeeze one more call in. This will be a quick one. Go to Missouri, David. We are very low on time, so it has to be quick. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both, but just go ahead and give me one because I forget the availability.
All right, mine are all answered. Do you anybody have one that
you have one unanswered?
I've got two, but go ahead. What have you got?
I have one. What kind of weapon is a falchion?
And here's what I've got. Before Israel split into Israel and Judah, how many kings did Israel have, David?
Well, I guess unofficially two. You had Rehoboam and Jeroboam?
Well, this is before
that
split. No,
this
is
before
the
split. The original kings that Israel had.
Oh, how many in total?
Yes.
14?
Okay, no, before Israel and Judah split, how many kings mm-hmm. did Israel
when
have?
When it was just Israel, just right after the prophets, right after Samuel, you know, after the prophets, then you just had the kings instituted.
So when you say Israel, you mean the United Israel?
Yes.
Or northern, the northern?
No, no, United Israel.
you know, I don't know. From Saul to Solomon, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there was Saul, David, Solomon. And then
you got it. It's just
three.
Those first three.
Yeah.
Hey, David, I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut loose. The answer was three. You had the names right. Saul, David, and Solomon. All right. Questions remaining?
What kind of weapon is a falchion? A sword. And lastly, who invented the rabies vaccination? Louis Pasteur.
Okay.
Oh, also pasteurized milk.
Yes.
Here's the only one I have. Eureka and Meyer are varieties of what kind of fruit?
I don't know. That's a good
lemon.
Question. Lemons.
Lemons.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. All right, folks, that is it. We have all the questions answered. Some of you have heard us talking about the Trivia Friday t-shirts. Go to afastore.net. The new t-shirts are here.
You're going to
love
it.
Check them out. Look at them. Order them. And expect them and wear them next week when we do. Bye for now.